Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. Joining me today, Dennis Burton of the Prime Cut. Dennis is the CFO of the Prime Cut. And if you don't know about this particular retail store, you're definitely going to want to. And I think you're going to want to visit with Dennis at the end of this interview. Dennis, welcome to the Business Connection.
Thank you.
Well,
glad
tell
to
us.
Be here.
It's good to have you. Tell us about the Prime Cut. And then let's talk a little bit about you and how you found your way into the meat business. It's an interesting place to be, and it's a craft. It's an art. It's not many people doing what you're doing anymore.
No, that's for sure. Yeah, the Prime Cut is a family-owned business. We're not corporate by any stretch of the imagination, but we bring the highest quality product that money can buy, and that's one of the reasons why we carry the brands we do, is because they are the best of the best. And so we decided to do that back in 2013 because there was nothing on the north side. Everything was on the south, maybe the mid part of town, but there was nothing on the north side. And the north side has exploded in the last 5 years. And so we just looked at this as an opportunity from heaven.
Yeah, we really are going to encourage people to get to know you. You've got a big piece of news when we get towards the end of the interview you want to share, but let's talk about you a little bit. How do you find your way into this business? You say it's a family operation. Do you come from a line of butchers?
Well, no, actually, I started in this line back in 1976, believe it or not.
Wow.
I was still just fresh out of high school.
Yeah.
And I was working at a mom-and-pop shop similar to the one we have now, and I didn't know anything about anything. And so the guy took me under his wing, and he trained me on how to do, basically how to trim out the meat off the bones and stuff like that. And as we got more and more experience, I got to do more and more things. And I learned everything from the slaughterhouse all the way up to the table cuts. And I learned all that under one roof. And then I left there and went to more of a commercial setting because at that time it was a big thing for everybody to go to work for grocery stores because they paid a lot more, had insurance and stuff like that. So that's what I did to make a little bit more money. So I learned the retail end, where you're working with the customers, work with retail cuts up. And then shortly after that, probably 3 or 4 years after that, I got hired on at a company that did what they call the provisional or the restaurant end. And I went from being just a basic meat cutter to one in managing the place. And we managed it for 2 or 3 years. And then I moved on from there and went to a warehouse similar to Costco's and learned the wholesale side. So it's almost like a huge circle. You know, I went from mom and pop to retail to wholesale to provisional back around. And then about, I want to say, early 90s, I got out of the business completely. And I went into a total different aspect of a trade, and I stayed in that trade until about 2013. And in the meantime, 2013, what brought us here was the Black Forest Fire. And I was working in the automotive industry. The fire came through, destroyed our home, and I had a little bit of insurance on the house. So the insurance paid off my land and gave me the money to rebuild. Well, there wasn't enough money to rebuild. So I said, well, what do I do now? So I started thinking, well, maybe I should go back to my roots and get into the meat industry, but I don't want to work for anybody. I want to be able to bring something to the community that they've never experienced. So I started doing some homework, looking at ads in the papers and see what the grocery stores are doing. And I was like, I've got to do something better than this. The grocery store stuff I've bought, I've taken it home, and I give it to my dog, and my dog won't even eat it. So I'm like, okay, we got to do something better than this. So doing my due diligence, found the brands that we wanted to go with. I took the money, I invested in a building, invested in property, and in our equipment and so on and so forth. We opened in 2013, figured we'd step out and see if we can get our neck cut off. And here we are, 7 years later, and I think we've got one of the best reputations in town, probably the best product on the market.
Well, let's talk about your product line, because just kind of ticking off the list, you are an exclusive purveyor of certified Angus beef, not an easy status to attain, and you are selling one brand, and it is the brand, and that is how we know that that's real. Then there's Heritage Duroc pork. You also deal in Cook Poultry chicken from Cook Poultry from Indiana. And all of those things are very important, and because they are true to brand, they're true to original quality standards as they were established long, long ago when other people are lowering the standards of what they call quality. Right. You've stuck to your guns, and you're selling the real deal, and that includes that certified Angus beef.
Right, exactly. And certified Angus beef was created back in 1976, but I didn't know anything about it. A lot of people didn't. And their standards are so high, that's why their product is so good, because they won't accept anything. We've got 10 minimum standards that we have to reach for every cow that comes through that gets slaughtered. They reach 10 minimum standards. That's for our basic, what we call our top choice and above. Our prime even goes higher than that. So our prime, even our lower grade, which is basically prime, is the standard is higher than the prime you get at the grocery store. So the stuff that you get from us that we consider not prime is better than the stuff you can get at any grocery store that is prime.
And that's a huge difference, and people need to explore that. Yeah. Then there is your Heritage Duroc pork, and I don't think a lot of people who don't know quality meats have heard about this brand.
Yeah, the Iowa Gold is a product out of Iowa. There's only a couple of ranchers that raise these animals for us. It is a Duroc. It's kind of like the same thing as prime beef, only it's pork. They have a little different standard. They go from 1 to 5 on their grading. And so stuff that we're selling is anywhere from 4 to 5 on the grading. The pork actually has marbling. The meat's actually red, not pink. And the flavor is phenomenal. Tenderness, juiciness. Most everybody that comes in raves about our ribs and our pork butts and our chops, but how great they are. And so we've found the product that really, really works well for everybody, and so we stuck with it, and so that's what we're bringing to everybody is not just your, you know, the ribs you can get at your big box stores. You know, it's stuff that you can get that comes right out of Iowa, and some of the best pork in the world is grown there.
All righty. Now, as always, we are fighting the clock, my friend. You're listening to Dennis Burton. He's the CFO of The Prime Cut. Big news coming, I think. Why don't we share that, because you've done well where you are. You've been up and running since 2013 and getting the word out about the best meat that people can buy, pork, beef, or chicken. You're going to make a move.
Yes. That move is happening early next year, somewhere around April-ish. We are having a brand new building built. It's not necessarily a standalone. It's a small shopping center. There's only about 5 other companies there, but we are moving. It's going to be up on Old Ranch Road and Powers, and it's going to be about a 3 times bigger facility than we have, and we're going to offer so much more stuff that's going to be the highest quality. We're talking about a lot of maybe fresh seafood that you can't get at the stores. We'll be offering some wild game processing options. We'll have wild games you can sell, certified Angus beef, certified Angus beef prime, Duroc pork. We're going to be offering a deli that we actually cook and make the stuff in-house. We're talking about tri-tip slider sandwiches, brisket sliders, pulled pork sandwiches, baby back rib sandwiches that are boneless that we make in-house. We're talking about stuff that, you know, we're going to be right across the street from the high school, so high school kids don't have to go into into the cafeteria there. You know, the seniors, juniors and seniors will be able to get off campus. They can come right in there, and they can get a phenomenal lunch. And then after lunch, they go home and tell their parents, hey, I've got this phenomenal sandwich at this prime place right up there. And mom and dad's going to check it out and go, oh, my gosh.
Congratulations, man. You've worked hard. You've earned this. Let's give contact information real fast. The way to call you if we've got questions and we want to get directions to the current location.
Okay. Number is 719-999-5423. Our address is 2817 Dublin Boulevard. We're on the corner of Dublin and Union on the southeast corner. We're next door to Taste of Philly and Farmers Insurance. That's our current location. It is kind of a pain to get here because of construction, but aside from that, that's where we're located now. Our website, if you want to go to our website, The Prime Cut, COS, www.thepricelessmasses.com. They'll take you right to our webpage. I encourage you to visit that website because there is a ton of information not only there, but on the Surf and Angus beef link that we have. You're talking about cuts of beef, recipes, the whole nine yards. There's just a world of information on our website.
Dennis, a real treat and a privilege to talk to you. Dennis Burton is who you're listening to, the owner of Prime Cut. And soon to be in a new location, but that's a while yet. Give them a call, 719-999-5423. Visit the website at theprimecutcos.com. Dennis, thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us here on KRDO's Business Connection, for sharing the great news about your move coming up soon.